I have a special guest in the studio with me that has a big announcement for our listeners. Hi, Anita Lewandowski. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, are you on the board for Hargis House in Grand Island?
Yes, I am.
And if people don't know about Hargis House, will you explain to them what it is?
Sure. It's a big three-story white Victorian on 2nd Street across from the Grand Island Public Library. It was built in 1898.
Oh, wow.
By a mover and shaker in the community. He created the Grand Island Business College. You know, they tore it down here about 5-6 years ago, but that
really?
Was his way back in 1898.
Oh, for heaven's
He was
sake.
A businessman, many different things that he did, but that was one of them. And he built this home. He was pretty sure that they were going to move the capital of the state to Grand Island,
uh-huh.
and he wanted there to be a very nice home there for people to visit and all the, you know,
that is
different
so
people.
Cool.
I know. It didn't happen, but we got a great house out of it.
Yes, we did.
It needs some help, and so we're renovating it.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much our purpose right now is to save it. We're working on the exterior. We were gifted with a roof last year, and we're working on siding, gutters, soffit, fascia, and new windows, and just a bunch of stuff. So
now
yeah.
This is part of the Historical Society, correct?
No. We partner with them once in a while, and they've been great to us
okay.
as far as helping us.
Oh, I love that place. If our listeners haven't heard of Hargis House, it's so beautiful. Like she was saying, it's across the street from the Grand Island Public Library. It's on a corner lot. And if you've ever been inside it, you are walking back in time with the woodwork that's in there. And yes, it's needing some love. So fundraising is going on.
Yes, it is. But we also do some different programs we have a Victorian tea. You know, we're kind of easing into it. We've been doing this about 3 years.
I love it. All right. So you have something big coming
yes.
up that has to do with Coney Island.
Yes, we do.
What's going on?
Okay. Well, every year, George is a great guy at Coney Island, and he selects an organization, a different one every year, to receive the proceeds and help with his Coney eating contest. And it's phenomenal. I mean, 10 years, this is the 10th year he'll be doing this. And, you know, to make all those hot dogs and conies and have this is just amazing what he's done to help our community. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's this Saturday. It's going to start, the contest starts at 10:30. And George has told me that over and over, and he said, I have to be done and back in there and cooking conies by 11 o'clock, so don't you make this thing be late.
George!
Yes! So we'll actually start with the, hey, we're glad you're here and all that, probably about 10:15.
Wow.
And 10:30, he's going to blow a buzzer, and people are going to start for 10 minutes, as many conies as they can eat in 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Now, contestants and participants will receive a special T-shirt to commemorate the event. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
$25 to enter.
Okay. And how do they register?
Well,
when
you
they
can
get there.
You could before 10 o'clock, or you could give George a call. You know when they're open. I think they're open till 3 o'clock on these days. Maybe they're open later. I'm not sure.
I think everybody around here knows
yeah.
where Coney Island
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and go tell him.
Well, and the history with Coney Island is another big factor here.
It is.
It wasn't. I mean, this isn't something new with George. This was in his family. Correct?
Correct.
Can you tell the story?
Sure. We were digging around at the house and we found this huge sign that they painted because back in the 50s, they painted signs, really pretty handwriting. And it had all the people who had donated toward the purchase of the Hargis House for the Women's Club in 1953. All the different people and companies and everybody who donated was on that. And there was Coney Island. So I went in, I showed him a picture. I said, funny that you would pick us. I said, look at this. And he was tickled.
Oh.
I think he got a little teary-eyed. I'm not sure.
But he said, I am right now.
He said, here's my dad, and he was doing this, and here I am helping you now.
Oh.
And I was just like, that was kind of a full circle thing.
I have goosebumps right
yeah.
now. I remember as a little girl going in there, Gus knew who I was. They all did. They knew who you were. They didn't have to write your menu down or what you were wanting, your order. They do. And they still kind of do it this day. Usually when we go in, it's first thing they bring is the shake. And they know that I want a couple of conies with extra onion on them. George knows. And the hand cut fries. But yeah, I love Coney Island. And it's so great that they're doing the Coney Island contest and the proceeds will go towards Hargis House.
Thank you. I think
this
so too.
Fantastic.
It's right across the street in that parking lot.
Right across the street.
Yeah, so that's where
it'll
be, the event. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. So let's tell our listeners one more time before we end our little talk here. What's going on?
Coney Eating Contest across the street from Coney Island. Be there at 10. Program starts at 10:15. Contest starts at 10:30. And it's over in 10 minutes.
Oh, it's very quick, guys. So it's across the street. The contest is going to be across the street. For some reason, I was thinking it was going to be at Harga's house. But no, it's going to be across the street from Coney Island. That makes it easier for George.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us this. And we're happy to spread the word to our awesome listeners.
Thank you.
Don't miss out on the Coney Island Eating Contest with proceeds going to our beautiful Harga's house.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.